This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A grand jury has indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters on 11 criminal counts related to election tampering and misconduct. Her deputy clerk has also been indicted on numerous charges. Peters is accused of letting an unauthorized person make copies of sensitive election hard drives and lying about his identity so he could attend a secure software update. Data and passwords from the election equipment were shared on the web by election conspiracy theorists. Peters recently announced she's running for Secretary of State, the top election administration job in Colorado. New research says light keeps children awake longer than adults. Lauren Harstein is from the Sleep and Development Lab at CU Boulder.
There's a few reasons that we think that young children are more sensitive to light than adults, including that they have both larger pupils and clearer lenses in their eyes. So that actually allows more light to get in and impact the circadian system.
Studies say about half of children are looking at screen media in the hour before they go to bed, adversely affecting their sleep. Work on the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex is taking longer and costing more to finish than expected. Colorado Springs city officials say supply chain disruptions and an increase in the cost of materials means it'll be an additional $500,000 to pay for contract extensions. The city has invested about $60 million into the project so far, and the money comes from a designated project fund. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, it is 18 degrees right now with blowing snow, and snow is expected to continue to fall into the evening and tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it is sunny right now, but later today and tonight, we'll see some blowing snow.